Deals on tax prep, Jackson Hewitt isn't holding back, and neither is this commercial. Their offer is so big, it has to be said with Reverb. Expert tax prep for $149 or less. It's a deal so spectacular, it needs a symphony, some explosions, and a clock ticking, because this offer,
$149 or less,
and soon. One expert tax prep for $149 or less? Try Jackson Hewitt today and save. Whew. Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
For 70 years, we've been known as the Humane Society of the United States. But as the challenges animals face have grown, so have we. We are now called Humane World for Animals. And with you on our side, we are going to end animal cruelty around the globe. Join us. Humane World for Animals. The end of animal cruelty.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. And at the White House, the Education Department in the crosshairs as President Trump holds a signing ceremony.
In a few moments, I will sign an executive order to begin eliminating the Federal Department of Education once and for all.
He'll call for the education secretary to close the agency. The sweeping directive, the White House says, is designed to cut costs and return funding to states. Critics say dismantling the education department will hurt underserved students and schools. It still requires the approval of Congress. A federal judge has temporarily blocked Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing sensitive records maintained by the Social Security Administration. It also requires DOGE to destroy information from the agency in their possession that identifies individual taxpayers. The company that makes Benadryl, asking parents to check their cabinets, 100 milliliter bottles of Benadryl liquid elixir sold on Amazon, now being recalled. This is ABC News. Fighting continues between Ukraine and Russia as the U.S. works to broker a ceasefire. Ukraine's leader, after holding talks yesterday with President Trump and today with European leaders, is heading back to Saudi Arabia for another round of negotiations.
What we'll be looking for is whether they can come to some type of compromise or agreement, and really what the specifics are. We know that the Russians and the Ukrainians have so far in principle agreed to a limited ceasefire. This would be something that would stop the attacks on energy infrastructure and civilian infrastructure. But in terms of the details of exactly how this will be implemented, that is what is up for discussion. And so we'll look for those details and really to see if the distance between the two sides can be closed at all.
ABC's Marcus Moore. Millions of Americans ushering in the first day of spring with volatile storms on the march, others cleaning up from a winter blast and tornadoes earlier this week. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
It's the spring favorite sale at Macy's, which means it's the best time to shop for all the new looks you love, like bold floral dresses for $150 and under, and 50 to 75% off lightweight suits for any occasion, plus 30% off denim handbags that bring the whole look together. So come into Macy's and find a few of your favorites for spring, or maybe even more than a few, only through Sunday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
That's like, give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's, let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out, because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
The look of the Irish. The Shamrock Shake is here again at McDonald's. Treat yourself to a creamy vanilla soft serve, swirled with shamrock syrup and topped with delicious whipped topping. And here's the sweetest part. When you purchase a Shamrock Shake, we'll donate 25 cents to benefit local Ronald McDonald's House Charities programs. So come to a participating McDonald's, enjoy a Shamrock Shake, and spread a little green cheer to families who need it most.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to a low in the low 30s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high in the low 50s. Saturday, we'll have some sunshine to start, then clouds return, high mid-40s. Rain ahead for Sunday and breezy, high upper 40s. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Now this news update. I'm on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee has announced public hearings for the next 2 year state budget. April 2nd at Kakana High School, April 4th at State Fair Expo Center in West Allis, April 28th at Haywood High School, and the 29th at North Central Technical College in Wausau. Legislation that would change how the Department of Public Instruction measures standardized test scores is headed to the desk of Governor Tony Evers. Evers initially said the new state standards adopted by DPI last year should have been publicly vetted, but that he'd likely veto the bill now. About 90 members of United Auto Workers Chapter 291 walked out over the noon hour on Tuesday from their jobs at Cummins Drivetrain and Braking Systems in Oshkosh. They're requesting higher pay, an end to mandatory Saturday work, and eliminating temporary workers.
Wisconsin women are raising questions about Judge Susan Crawford. Crawford says,
I view myself as a really common sense judge.
But was it common sense, Judge, when you supported repeal of voter ID laws?
A really common sense judge.
But was it common sense, Judge Crawford, when you accepted endorsements from groups that support men in women's sports?
A really common sense judge.
But was it common sense, Judge Crawford, when you issued reduced sentences to child sex offenders, allowing one to live across from a school? Really? Common sense, Judge Crawford? You have been missing in action.
Case closed. Guilty as charged.
Judge Brad Schimmel has the common sense, the integrity, and the experience to make an outstanding justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Elect Judge Brad Schimmel on April 1st. LNC Coalition paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. LCfreedom.com.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durant. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durant and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. And Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Community Hospital. The city of Wabasha is now hiring summer staff for lifeguards, water safety instructors, and front desk attendants for the 2025 pool season at the Wabasha City Pool. Lifeguards must meet minimum age requirements and possess or obtain through provided training courses the American Red Cross Lifeguard First Aid CPR certifications. Water safety instructors must meet minimum age requirements and possess or obtain through providing training courses the WSI certification. Front desk attendants must be of legal age. All returning staff must reapply. For more information, contact the Wabasha City Hall. Irvine Park Zoo officials are hoping to make some changes and updates to three large animal exhibits at the zoo. Right now, the zoo has a bear and hyena exhibits, and the third one is empty. The windows are fogging up and the interiors are falling apart. They want to make the area as close as possible to the animal's natural habitat. The zoo is being funded by donations and will have a fundraiser to fix the areas. If the areas can be fixed, the zoo would love to bring in some new animals. St. Paul officials and the Minnesota Wild want Minnesota to cover half of the cost of renovating the Xcel Energy Center. The $769 million project calls for overhauling the NHL Arena, along with the neighboring Roy Wilkins Auditorium and St. Paul River Center. The proposal calls for Wild owner Craig Leopold contributing close to $216 million. St. Paul and Ramsey County intend to cover $159 million. Now, the mayor is expected to make the pitch later today at the Minnesota House Capital Investment Committee. The two co-defendants in a federal trial have been found guilty on charges in the Feeding Our Future meal fraud scheme. Amy Bach, along with Salim Said, were both found guilty of conspiring to spend $250 million in taxpayer money through the Federal Child Nutrition Program. Bach was found guilty on 7 counts. Said was found guilty on 21 counts. They both now face prison time for wire fraud, federal program bribery, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit those crimes. You're listening to WRDN News.
Now through March 31st, get up to $160 back on a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard. Get up to $80 when you buy a set of 4 eligible Bridgestone tires. Get up to an additional $80 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Bridgestone dealer is Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Subject to credit approval, restrictions apply. See Bauerbilt Tire or BridgestoneRewards.com for details.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant.
Nonprofit organizations in Dunn and Pepin counties have been added to a major fundraising effort by the United Way of the St. Croix and Red Cedar Valleys. Give Big Valleys takes place on April 29th. Steve McCarthy, executive director of the United Way of the St. Croix and Red Cedar Valleys, says Give Big Valleys is a 24-hour intensive fundraising effort that the organization sponsors and gives all 501c3 organizations tools needed to connect with donors during that period. McCarthy says it's important for all nonprofit organizations in Dunn and Pepin counties to sign up to participate in Give Big Valleys. Nonprofits can sign up at givebigvalleys.org. That's givebigvalleys.org. The city of Durand's new website is now online. Durand Mayor Patrick Millairn says the goal of the revamped site is to make it easier to use for residents and visitors.
People looking for information, whether it's about elections, whether it's about, you want to look back at minutes from previous meetings, you want to go to the section on ordinances and so on. That information, easy to use. And again, we're going to continue to build on it and hopefully make it a very good resource for not only the citizens here, but also for visitors.
The new site is at durand-wy.com. A former pastor from Sparta has pleaded no contest to sex crimes. Travis Becknell appeared in Monroe County Court yesterday after being accused of sexual exploitation by a therapist and fourth-degree sexual assault. The accusations stem back to 2023 when the victim said he touched her inappropriately. Since pleading no contest, the former pastor will have to do community service and faces up to 30 months in prison. He will have a hearing later this summer. Legislation that would change how the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction measures standardized test scores is headed to the desk of Tony Evers. State Senate author Watertown Republican John Jagler said Tuesday he anticipates the governor will veto the bill. Evers initially said the new standards adopted by DPI last year should have been publicly vetted, but that he'd likely veto the bill because the legislature was injecting itself into the DPI process. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The economic impact of cruises on the Great Lakes is expected to increase by 15% this year. Leaders say they expect more than 22,000 passengers this year, which is also more than last year. Pearl Seas, Viking, St. Lawrence Lines, and Victory are lines that are expected to operate on the Great Lakes this year. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Joy. Oh, you are glowing.
Oh, hey. More like Mirajoyed that Miralax helped me go. I was so backed up. Tried mega coffees, prune juice, everything. Then Miralax. And hello, gentle relief without the harsh side effects.
Ooh, how does it work?
It works naturally with the water in your body for constipation relief. Find Miralax today at your local retailer.
Use as directed for occasional constipation.
Majeski on Mile and a Half Management. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. Brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list, I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Badgers open the NCAA tournament with an 85-66 win over Montana in Denver today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They advanced to the round of 32 on Saturday. John Blackwell led five Badgers in double figures with 19 points. Stephen Crowell had 18. John Tanjay had 15. Wisconsin's 27th win of the season, Coach Greg Gard.
We were able to establish the paint early, I felt was important, and take advantage of things in there. But give them credit. Every time we were starting to bust it open, you know, we get it to 11. They'd hit a three. We got it to seven. They hit a three. Then we were finally able to pull away, you know, in the back half, the second half. But, you know, happy to be moving on. I think we can play even better.
They'll face the winner of the VCU-BYU game on Saturday. Big Ten now 2-0 in the tournament. Purdue also won today 75-63 over High Point. Marquette will open play tomorrow night. They'll square off against New Mexico in Cleveland, Ohio. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Winter sports wrap up with the boys' basketball state championships this weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The WIAA Boys Basketball State Championships are set for this weekend at the Kohl Center in Madison. Things tip off Thursday afternoon with Division III, where top-seeded Freedom will take on Elk Mound, and Milwaukee Academy of Science will face off against Lake Mills in a field loaded with top-end talent, including multiple high-level college prospects. Defending champion Mineral Point has made it back to state in Division IV, as the Pointers are now the 2-seed and will face Aquinas, the team they defeated in the closing seconds of a thriller at state last season. Top-seeded Bondiwell will face off against Cinderella squad The Prairie School, who carries a 14-15 record into the state tournament. Friday's morning D5 session includes Cochrane Fountain City, Sheboygan Lutheran, Abundant Life, and Turtle Lake. Racine Park is the top seed in Division 2, as they'll take on Cedarburg to begin the Friday afternoon session, while Wauwatosa West faces Wausau East in the other semifinal. Defending D2 champion Wisconsin Lutheran bumps up to Division 1 this year and is the top seed against Oshkosh North. The other Division 1 state semifinal will feature Wanakee taking on Marshfield. All five state champions will be crowned on Saturday. Be sure to follow WSN boys basketball writer Colton Wilson on X at ColtonWilson23 for updates throughout the weekend. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says, if you want to catch a really big crappies right now, you got to get into the weeds. I'll tell you why, but first.
You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says, the good crappie fishing right now is going to be in the vegetation. He says that's where the big ones have migrated to. You can still catch some fish over those deep holes, but if you are going to catch those big fish, you're going to have to get into the weeds. He said you're going to be drilling over the deeper edges of the vegetation and maybe inside that weed line too. And you're going to want to drop a heavier lure, a jigging spoon, or a heavier jig down through the vegetation. Tip it with a minnow, tip it with a plastic body. It doesn't matter as long as you can get through whatever vegetation is that you're fishing in. I know that ice anglers like green vegetation, but right now it really doesn't matter. Anything that's standing is going to produce fish. These big crappies are moving in there, not only for the cover that it provides, because these big pike are moving around and devouring anything they can get their mouth around, but there's also a lot of forage right now in that vegetation, and that's why the crappies are there. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, a low in the low 30s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high in the low 50s. Saturday we'll have some sunshine to start, then clouds return, high mid 40s. Rain ahead for Sunday and breezy, high upper 40s. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation continues this afternoon with Mike Zuzulo. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. And, you know, hard to believe that we're already to this point in March, Mike, that we're going to have a planning intentions report coming out next week. As you look at that data and the way the markets are trading right now, are we starting to get that kind of settled into where we might be?
Yeah, here again, I think we've had a big shift between where we were in the beginning of the week versus the end of the week, Susan. The trade, and I would put myself in this mindset as well, expecting that the corn acreage number can go up pretty easily at the expense of soybeans, maybe spring wheat, maybe even hard red wheat. depending on what we get in Kansas as far as precip this coming month. But the trade has came into this month, this week, I should say, with the idea that the monthly end of the month reports will probably be a bigger corn acreage number, but private estimates have been the exact opposite. They really haven't gone much above 94 million planted corn acres. And so what we see on Thursday's close is the November bean dease corn ratio now at the lowest level in 30 days. And so we've taken away pretty much everything in terms of buying November beans and selling December corn that we started to put into place at the beginning of this week. The other thing that I think is demand related and kind of supports the idea of what we talked about in the first segment is the ethanol numbers came in this week. The stocks numbers came in at the lowest levels in 1 month. And that was a really good piece of news because we'd really been building those supplies up. And with these Canadian tariffs, you know, potentially hitting us, that was a real cause of concern. Here again, that looked like a good demand situation for the corn as we close out this week.
So switch gears. Let's take a look at what's happening in the livestock. What are your thoughts on the upside potential out there for the cattle market?
Yeah, I mean, we have a big cattle and feed report tomorrow. It's pretty clear that the winter weather, I think, is causing the cash trade to look sloppy and unestablished. And the funds continue to play that vacuum of not knowing exactly what the cash market's doing, assuming that it's tight and pushing the market on higher. A second day in a row that the live cattle were able to lead the market higher in percentage terms. And it was noteworthy to me that even with the hogs slightly weaker, Wall Street slightly weaker, but neither of them really causing concern on the screen about whether you want to pursue the long side of the equation or not. We saw the fat cattle get up to a 208.75 high in the April fats. That's less than a dollar from that record high from January. So this week, unlike the grains, this week's been very consistent for the cattle market, where the fat cattle are essentially catching up to the feeders to try and make new record highs going into the cattle on feed report. But the key here now, though, is if we do that before Friday's close, I think we're in a very strong situation where you need to feed the bull on these report numbers. In other words, you need to see placements numbers well below 90%. You need to get the marketings numbers at least at the top of the trade guesses in order to feed the bull and keep this kind of momentum and rally going into next week. So Monday could be a very key day for the cattle and feeder cattle for me, especially given that we'll see what the commitment to traders report says on Friday afternoon and get the cattle on feed report. Those are the two biggest things will cause me to really press hedges for Q2 or just dip lightly into it on tomorrow. That's kind of what I'm thinking right now at this point, is to dip into some hedges for Q2 before that report comes out, especially if we're higher on the day.
You know, the spring snowstorm is short-lived, and I've seen many pictures of cattle producers out there working very hard to keep them as content as possible. But that means, as things start to warm up, our spring grilling season should really kick off in earnest, and that's something, the little boost, I think, that this market needs.
Yeah, and that's one of the concerns I have. You know, two big picture things that really make me want to hedge these price levels is our weekly export sales are starting to really look weak. We came in about 40% lower than the full week average on beef and about 40% lower on pork as well versus the average. And so even with the weak dollar, we're not getting that demand on the export front that we need. And to your point, I'm very nervous about the summer grilling season not being nearly as good as the last couple years, mainly because Wall Street's starting to give way. And I really do think that that's an issue we did not have to contend with these last couple of years. We may have to contend with that this summer. So I still feel like that a pretty crucial element of this rally has been the April fat cattle and the March feeder cattle. I'm nervous once those go off the board whether we can keep that kind of momentum going.
Lots of things that we looked at today, Mike, and I know these markets will be interesting as we look at the next 24 hours and wrapping up the trading week. Having said that, best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Best place is globalcomresearch.com, and it's globalcom with two M's, research.com. Take a look at what we do and also sign up for a two-week free trial there.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much. Mike Susilo joining this week. He talked about that website. Go to globalcomresearch.com and get yourself signed up. And as always, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. That's the Channel Final Bell being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We're going to dive into these markets today with a couple factors that are weighing in, especially when we see a shift in the price action this week and really that cautious type of feel. Before we jump into that, though, I want to give a big shout out and thank you to the Butler Public Power District because their linemen, along with 20 linemen from other districts, have been working very hard to get over 3,000 homes and operations back online, including the biggest dairy that's just north of me. We do now have power, but we really want to thank them. And of course, thanks to my coworkers as well who filled in for me today. Having said all of that, let's find out what's going on in the markets as Mike Susilo joins us. He, of course, is with Global Commodity Analytics. And, you know, this storm system that brought in, as you and I were talking before we started the program, it's about a 100-mile swath is what this storm system was, and with it, for many, brought some very heavy snow, which will be some good moisture. So I wanted to start with something of interest, and that's the drought monitor, as we got the latest information that came out today. What are you seeing when you look at that, and has or will the markets react to that info?
You know, Susan, that's a great way to set up today's Channel Final Bell, because the drought monitor did jump in both winter wheat and also the cattle side of the equation. Agriculture and drought numbers, winter wheat now 34% in some type of drought situation. That's up 7% from last week and compares to 21% last year at this time. So we're double digits higher in winter wheat drought versus last year at this time as we get ready for the fresh and beginning of wheat crop conditions numbers as we get closer to the first, second week of April. Cattle drought, 43% of the cattle herd is in drought at this point. That's up 5% versus last week and even more significant versus last year than the winter wheat. We're talking about 26% last year at this time in terms of drought for the cattle, 43% this week. Well, to answer your second question is those worsening drought situations and the fact that we had hard freezes in areas all the way down to the Kansas-Oklahoma border had next to no effect and impact on these markets, it would seem to me, on Thursday, because we saw the wheat demand bears really come out strong for a second day in a row, both soft red and hard red, trying to fill the gaps that were created on the sharp rise and the sharp rally on Monday morning. We were trying to fill those gaps, came up in about a penny on soft red, still have a few more cents on hard red. But I think we turned back towards a demand-type market mindset, and I'm not so sure it's not because of the tariffs. And the reason I say that is because the weekly export sales really were indicative of the price action on Thursday's trade. Wheat had a net negative, a net reduction of 249,000 metric tons, much, much lower than the trade was thinking, while corn had a 1.5 million metric ton weekly export sale, and that was 45% above the full week average. So you started off the week Monday, Tuesday, with wheat leading the market higher, corn fighting it all the way, corn actually trying to break to new lows on the week. Now we close Thursday out in the exact opposite mindset. I think what we've seen in this shift is we've started to see how we're the weather and the supply bowl is giving way to more of a demand bowl mindset, that the funds want to go after those things that are demand friendly. And again, I think this goes back to the April 2nd tariffs and what we're going to find out and a direct result of that.
Well, you talk about the shift in this price action. As we go into a Friday trade, how do you see this kind of changing up a little bit, how we might trade tonight and then into tomorrow's day trade?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, you know, you can go alone, go it alone for a while if you're the corn or beans. But we have to remember that South America is harvesting after all. Now, I did see right before we came on air that Argentina's Buenos Aires Grains Exchange came out with a fresh soybean production update for Argentina. They came down to 48.6 million metric tons. That was down a million from their prior estimate, and that compares to USDA's 49 million metric ton number. So we're right with USDA now. We'll see if that has any meaningful impact in the marketplace on the Globex trade. But other than that, you know, you have a situation where the trade wants to keep the bull spread active. In other words, the July corn and the July beans stayed strong on Thursday against the December and November new crop contracts. That's indicative that we don't need to make new weekly lows. But I would circle back around to the wheat being the leader, especially given the dryness and especially given the drought monitor update on Thursday. Even with the weakened export sales and talk that we might get the Russian and the Ukraine Black Sea grain deal back up and running with the help of the United States, I still think the wheat has to be the leader to the upside ultimately, especially given the fact that the wheat market is tight globally and given that the weather here in the United States and even more so in Russia and Ukraine is extremely dry. And I'm talking about the lowest levels in 4 or 5 years.
You know, and it comes as no surprise. You and I have had this conversation many times about the geopolitics and the weather that's happening globally and how this is going to weigh on what we see this market trade moving into our spring planting and the harvest in South America.
I think that's an excellent point. And wheat really is the best canary in the coal mine when it comes to a lot of different sectors in terms of geopolitics and currencies. And that's another thing that occurred on Thursday. We saw the Federal Reserve come out Wednesday afternoon, give us a textbook case or forecast of stagflation, lower growth than what they thought, higher inflation than what they thought. And that, along with some geopolitical uncertainty, I think really turned the dollar back around. And so the dollar was up about 0.5% on Thursday. But I think your point is extremely well taken that any excuse you can get to sell the wheat off, I think the market continues to take. And I think that's going to last until we get to the new crop conditions.
We do have more coming up. It is the Thursday version of the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for all of agriculture's demanding jobs. Brazilian farmers, the big winners of the 2018 trade war, are set to secure another victory from the Trump administration as the country prepares to ship nearly 35,000 tons of eggs to the United States in the midst of the ongoing highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreak. I'll have details when we come back. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com.
The worst avian flu outbreak in U.S. history has led to an egg shortage, driving prices to record highs and forcing grocery stores to limit purchases. In response, the Trump administration has authorized imports of up to 100 million eggs as part of a broader strategy to stabilize supply and help curb inflation of the key breakfast staple. Brazil, already the world's largest beef and chicken exporter, is capitalizing on the opportunity. Industry group ABPA, which represents Brazilian poultry and pork producers, recently raised its 2025 egg export forecast to 35,000 tons, nearly double last year's total. That's a 67% increase from their initial December estimate, driven primarily by surging U.S. demand. Ricardo Santa, ABPA's president, said, quote, "We have made the revision considering January exports and the demand reported by our exporting companies. It was mainly due to the U.S. purchases that started at the beginning of 2025. Previously, Brazil was only permitted to export eggs for use in pet food, but recent policy changes now allow American food companies to purchase Brazilian eggs for human consumption. However, fresh eggs won't be available on U.S. grocery store shelves from Brazil. They do lack the sanitary agreement to export raw eggs directly to consumers. Instead, U.S. companies will be responsible for processing those imported eggs. At the same time, Brazilian egg companies are making moves to expand further into the American market. Mantiqueria Brasil, the country's top egg producer, recently sold a 50% stake to JBS SA, one of the world's largest meat packers. Meanwhile, another major Brazilian producer has hired investment banks to explore a U.S. initial public offering. Whether or not these firms are successful in entering the U.S. market in a big way remains to be seen. But for now, these producers are capitalizing on their ability to sell into foreign markets, a strategy that puts more dollars on their bottom line and should reduce egg prices here in the United States. I'll have more when we come back.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder. Wondering at this life. And never ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelty can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelty can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelty can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications. All 100% online with Zelty and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelty. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
While Brazil is expected to ship more eggs to the United States, its exports still just represent a small fraction of U.S. egg production. For example, in January, Brazil shipped just over 41 million eggs to the U.S., while American farms produced more than 8 billion eggs during the same time frame. But as the poultry industry struggles with supply disruptions, Brazil's ability to supply eggs quickly could help stabilize prices for U.S. consumers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one,
The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, a low in the low 30s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high in the low 50s. Saturday we'll have some sunshine to start, then clouds return, high mid 40s. Rain ahead for Sunday and breezy, high upper 40s. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. Right now it's 43.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror, she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country, look at them boots. She's gone country, back to her roots. She's gone country, a new kind of suit. She's gone country, here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. Been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. To L.A., but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. Yeah, he's gone country. He's gone country.
driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the backseat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going way too fast. And before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the came to a stop. She cried when she saw that baby in the backseat sleeping like a rock. And for the first time in a long time, she bowed her head to pray. She said, I'm sorry for the way I've been living my life. I know I've got to change. So from now on tonight, Jesus, take the wheel.
Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Moonlight.
Texas. God bless Texas. On her phone, and tears in her eyes. Waterproof makeup ain't made for a breakup. On a Saturday night, then I say, how you been? Good, how about you? Funny how seeing you once after a few months gets you like that. Right back to telling folks you know I know all about some new guy taking you out. Then you unfollow me, then follow me back just so I know you're still around. Some girls get their mama on the phone, take a trip back home, pretend they never knew the guy. Some girls drink a bottle of wine, got a note extra text to get them through the getting by. Sometimes it's a clean break, stay gone, clean slate, moving on to something new. Sometimes some girls make it easy on you, some girls never do. Some hearts stay broke, some hearts don't skip a beat. Some people say goodbye, then try to make it alright, just like you're doing to me. But tonight I'm letting it rain. Some girls get their mama on the phone, take a trip back home, pretend they never knew the guy. Some girls drink a bottle of wine, got a note extra text to get them through the getting by. Sometimes it's a clean break, stay gone, clean slate, moving on to something new. Sometimes some girls make it easy on you, some girls never do. No, some girls never do. Yeah, some girls know when they've got something worth holding on to, but some girls never do. Get the mama on the phone, take a trip back home, pretend they never knew the guy. Some girls drink a bottle of wine, got an old extra text to get them through the getting by. Sometimes it's a clean break, stay gone, clean slate, moving on to something new. Sometimes some girls make it easy on you, some girls never do.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
My heart would find some. no in-betweens. I had nowhere to hide. You took away the walls around me, made me feel safe to share my truth. I see the heavens open, a heart that once was broken is holding. Together we